Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form. Specifically, in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
President Trump holding several meetings in Japan, and now South Korea is his next stop. Correspondent Bill Zimfer with more.
The top issues remain the same in South Korea, North Korea, and trade. But the waters might not be as calm as those the president found in Japan. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has expressed concern over the U.S. control of military operations in South Korea. Moon would like more control over what happens in response to North Korea. The president will also be looking for trade concessions, with the U.S. having a $28 billion trade deficit with South Korea.
Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross refuting reports that he didn't tell the Senate about business interests with Russian leader Vladimir Putin's immediate family. Ross telling CNBC the reports are totally wrong and that he reported the business interests three times on a financial disclosure form. Former Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner starting a prison sentence today. He'll serve 21 months for sending sexually explicit messages to a 15-year-old girl. This is USA Radio News.
Get the best night's sleep of your life with a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, and you'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. 100% machine washable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. How can you lose? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
We told you at the top about the deadly church shootings in Texas yesterday. Well, three people are dead after a church shooting at a church in Fresno, California. Here's Mike Watts with that story.
Police say the boyfriend of Martha Garcia died last night, hours after he and Garcia were shot by Garcia's estranged husband in the parking lot of the St. Alphonsus Church. Officers believe Manuel Garcia shot his estranged wife and her boyfriend in the head after waiting for them to leave the church. Martha Garcia died at the scene. Her husband allegedly texted the couple's daughter to tell her what he had done and then took his own life.
Defense lawyers are expected to begin presenting their case today in a murder trial for the man accused of killing Kate Steinle. Prosecutors in that California trial wrapping up their 2 weeks of evidence against illegal immigrant Jose Garcia Zarate last week. Zarate is charged with second-degree murder in the July 2015 shooting death of the 32-year-old San Francisco woman on San Francisco's Pier 14. Zarate's attorneys claim the shooting was all a big accident. Cleanups underway after a tornado touches down in western Ohio. The National Weather Service says it was an EF1 twister that clobbered Salina yesterday. Eight people were injured when it struck the city's business district, flattening several stores. And Elton John will receive an award for his foundation's work to fight HIV and AIDS today. He'll be getting the Harvard Foundation's Peter J. Gomes Humanitarian Award. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
We are at the top of the hour. It's 12 o'clock, and this must be Get Healthy 100. And I'm Dr. Miola with the controls here and all. And let's get to the weather. As you can see outside, kind of iffy and all. This afternoon, showers likely, mainly after 2 p.m. Cloudy with a high near 68 degrees. Southwest wind 7 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northwest. Chance of precipitation is at least 60%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth to a quarter of an inch possible. Tonight, a chance of showers between 8 p.m., mostly cloudy, with a low of around 37 degrees. Some more frost on that pumpkin. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts as high as 21 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is down around 30%. New precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington, serving Hunterdon County and the surrounding area with the most experienced in the health industry. Today we're going to be talking about a really interesting topic that many of you have been calling into, wanted to know more about, so I figured we'd find out a little bit more information for you and really help you get through these days. And also we're talking about monitoring your body's pH levels. So a lot of people say, well, you know, just how important is that and what I need to be concerned about that? Well, after we get done with this hour, you're going to be running out for some pH test strips, and you're going to have to go to a drugstore or something because most of the pool shops are out of them now. pH, and exactly what does it mean? pH is the abbreviation for potential hydrogen. Why is that so important? The pH of any solution is the measure of its hydrogen ion concentration. The higher the pH reading, the more alkaline and oxygen-rich the fluid is. The lower the pH reading, the more acidic and oxygen-deprived the fluid is. The pH range is from 0 to 14, with 7.0 being neutral. Anything above 7.0 is alkaline. Anything below 7.0 is considered acid. So why is this so very important? Let's get into some real specifics about how your body works and why this is so important. Human blood stays in a very narrow pH range, right around 7.35 to 7.45. Below or above this range means symptoms and disease. If blood pH moves too much below 6.8 or above 7.8, cells stop functioning and the patient could and most likely will die. The ideal pH for blood is around 7.4. A healthy blood pH without cancer has acid and alkaline balance almost equal. Actually, a healthy body is slightly alkaline, measuring approximately 7.4. This ideal blood 7.4 pH measurement means it is just slightly more alkaline than it is acid. So why is this so important? Well, let's just take a little trip down the digestive system and see just how important acid imbalance occur. The pH in the human digestive tract varies greatly. The pH of saliva is usually between 6.5 to 7.5. After we chew and swallow food, it then enters the fundic, or what we consider to be the upper portion of the stomach, which has a pH between 4.0 to 6.5. This is where pre-digestion occurs, while the lower portion of the stomach is secreting hydrochloric acid, HCl, in pepsin until it reaches a pH between 1.5 to 4.0. After the food mixes with these juices, it then enters the duodenum, which we all know as the small intestine, where the pH changes to 7.0 to 8.5. Why is this so important? This is where 90% of the absorption of nutrients is taken in by the body, while the waste products are passed out through the colon, where the pH is 4.0 to 7.0. So you can see how important it is to have that acid balance going on in there and all. Did you know that the fastest turnover rate in the human body cells is from the tip of your lips to the end of your anus? That because of all the acid balances that go on in there, those cells are constantly being burned off and killed off and sloughed off and allowed to regenerate in salt. And so this is why when some people are exposed to chemo or radiation and stuff, they generally have digestive issues, whether it's constipation, diarrhea and things, among many things and stuff. That all has to do with that going on. Also, when you start taking in acids and stuff, the little, what is it, pink or purple pill there, some people start to demonstrate that they have digestive issues going on. So again, very, very important to have this. So if you have a health problem, most likely you are acidic. Research shows that unless the body's pH level is slightly alkaline, the body cannot heal itself. So no matter what type of modality you choose to use to take care of your health problem, it won't be as effective until the pH level is up into an alkaline state. If your body's pH is not balanced, you cannot effectively assimilate vitamins, minerals, and food supplements. Your body pH affects everything. Total healing of chronic illness only takes place when and if the blood is restored to a normal, slightly alkaline pH. As an imbalance in the body's pH may lead to serious health concerns, including hormone concerns, cardiovascular weakness, weight gain or weight loss, bladder and kidney concerns, immune deficiency, acceleration of free radical damage, structural system weaknesses, including brittle bones, hip fractures, and joint discomfort. It's interesting when we start seeing women, we'll just say, starting going on with osteopenia, which is the early stages of bone demineralization and all, which then can lead into osteoporosis. Why is it that this is happening? And so often, the reasoning behind it is the body is trying to neutralize or alkalize the body. The way that it can do it is by several things and all. One is high levels of vitamin C, which the body isn't able to produce, so it has to get it from either the food source or supplementation. One could be high intake of green leafy vegetables, which people would be sitting around eating constantly to get the volume that you need to do. Or your body, in its infinite wisdom, goes to the only source that it has left is the calcium source. And where is that? In the bone. So it starts drawing the calcium salts out and starts neutralizing that unhealthy acid environment and all to neutralize it into an alkaline state. Hence, we have the osteopenia that leads to osteoporosis and all. Just incredible how smart this body is if we just get out of its way and allow it to take care of ourselves. It also stresses the liver function. You can have low energy, slow digestion and elimination, yeast fungal overgrowth, and tumor growth going on. So we'll come back to that in a minute.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Mueller from Nutrimost of Flemington. And for people who are trying to figure out what to do this coming weekend, November 10th to the 12th, we have the Rivertown Film Festival going on up in Clinton, New Jersey. You're going to have Academy Award winners, rock stars, emerging filmmakers, renowned fine artists, and, of course, the important part, you. Visit rivertownfilmfestival.org for details and tickets. Film, fine art, and music, November 10th to November 12th in our own town of Clinton, New Jersey. All right. So as we were talking about the pH and how important it is in the body there, and the body has to have a balanced pH like most living things on Earth, or it does not function correctly. The alkaline level is very important because research has already proven that disease cannot survive in an alkaline state, and yet they thrive in an acidic environment. The truth is everyone has different nutrient requirements, but we shall all share one thing in common. We need to have an alkaline blood level to stay healthy. An acidic balance will decrease the body's ability to absorb minerals and other nutrients. A decreased pH will cause a decrease in energy production in the cells. A lower pH will cause a decrease in its ability to repair damaged cells. It will decrease its ability to detoxify heavy metals. It will make tumor cells thrive and make it more susceptible to fatigue and illness. The normal pH of the blood range is 7.3 to 7.45. Acidosis occurs at 7.2, and death of the cells or the body can be at that of a 7.0. An acidic pH can occur from an acid-forming diet, emotional stress, toxic overloads, and/or immune reactions, or any process that deprives the cells of oxygen and other nutrients. The body will try to compensate for this acidic pH by using alkaline minerals. If the diet does not contain enough to compensate, a buildup of acid in the cells will occur. There are two factors that are always present with cancer, no matter what else may be present. What are those two factors? Those two factors are an acid pH and a lack of oxygen. So the question would be, can we manipulate these two factors that always have to be present for cancer to develop? And by doing so, may we be able to help reverse the cancer? If so, we need to learn how to manipulate these two factors. Very good question. Very important thought. Cancer needs an acid and low oxygen environment to survive and flourish within. Terminal cancer patients are around 1,000 times more acidic than normal healthy people. The vast majority of terminal cancer patients possess a very low body pH. Why? In the absence of oxygen, glucose undergoes fermentation to lactic acid. Now, many of us know that term, lactic acid, from when you go to the gym or when you work out and you start building up a lactic acid situation and stuff. And what is that from? Overstressing, overburdening the cells of the muscles and the tissues and stuff, and them not having enough oxygen. Uh-oh, there's that common thread. This causes the pH of the cells to drop from between 7.3 to 7.2 down to the dangerous 7, and later as far down as 6.5 in more advanced stages of cancer, and in metastasis, the pH drop to 6.0 or even a 5.7 or lower. Our body simply cannot fight disease if our body pH is not properly balanced. The normal, so here's an interesting fact and all to go along with this. The normal human cell has a lot of molecular oxygen and a slightly alkaline pH. The cancer cell has an acid pH and a lack of oxygen. Cancer cells cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment. At a pH slightly above 7.4, cancer cells become dormant, and at pH 8.5, cancer cells will die while healthy cells will live. Again, the higher the pH reading, the more alkaline and oxygen-rich the fluid is. My younger sister had breast cancer, and she had gone over to see Dr. Daugherty in Germany and stuff, and he would put her in an incubator type of device and all and increase her core body temperature to about 102. Into this and all, he had her hooked up with an IV that he was putting a just a regular saline solution in to have an open pathway and stuff. And as the cancer cells would start to show fatigue and failure or death and stuff, he would flip from the saline to a vitamin C or a sugar solution, sugar solution and stuff, and the cancer cells would open up their pores and stuff, and then he would flip open the switch that would allow a huge dose of vitamin C to go into the cells and stuff of these cancers, and that would cause them to literally explode and die right then and there and stuff. And it was a very effective treatment for cancer and stuff that he had developed there and all. So remember that the pH number is an exponential number of 10. So what does that mean? A small difference in pH translates to a big difference in the number of oxygen or the OH ions. A difference of 1 in a pH value means 10 times the difference in the number of OH ions. A difference of 2 means 100 times the difference in the number of OH ions. So in other words, blood with a pH value of 7.45 contains 64.9% more oxygen than blood with a pH value of 7.3. Now here is another reason why it's so important to keep this pH going in the balance of the body. Blood cells have a negative charge on the outside of a positive and a positive charge on the inside. This is what keeps them healthy and far apart from each other. However, when your body is over acidic, the acid strips your blood of its negative charge. Your blood cells no longer have the same repelling force and clump together like this. So, simple fact, if your blood's pH is not balanced, you cannot effectively assimilate vitamins, minerals, and food supplements. Also, the mucus on the small intestine can block your body from the vitamin and mineral in absorption, which is so critical and so important to have going on. So again, just the pH and everything that goes on with the body is so important to be going on. All right, we're going to break for a little commercial break here, and we will be right back. And we are back. This is Dr. Miola with Nutrimosa Flemington. We're right here to the weather. So tonight, Tuesday, a slight chance of rain after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 53 degrees, northeast wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 20%. A slight chance of rain on Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37 degrees, north wind 5 to 7 miles per hour. Chances of precipitation is 20%. And then on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 52, northeast wind 6 to 8 p.m. All right, we are back. And this is Dr. Miola from Nutrimost of Flemington with the most experience in serving Hunterdon County in health in wellness. We were talking about the oxidative reduction potential, or the ORP, oxidation scale. So we're going all the way from being good all the way down to being poor. So we got cod liver oil being a good thing, green tea, vitamin C towards the neutral component. Then you have the purified distilled water. You have soda that's no good for you, and tap water that's very bad for you. When your tap water arrives at your home, it will usually be a little over neutral in pH, around 7.5. It will, however, be robbed of its electrical negative charge and will most always have a positive oxidative reduction potential. This means it has no oxidative abilities and cannot assist your body in the fight against oxygen-free radicals. On the contrary, it actually robs your energy as you drink it. The measurement of this positive or negative charge is expressed in millivolts, so an ORP, or oxidative reduction potential reading, on our meter or tap water and stuff will most likely depend on your area shown around plus 350 millivolts. After it has been through an ionizing water filter, it will most likely show anything from a negative 150 to a negative 650 nanovolts, depending on the amount of soluble minerals in the water and on the original pH of that water. Oxidation reduction potential is a potential energy that is stored and ready to be put to work. An analog way to look at the oxidative reduction potential would be to consider pressure. When you blow up a balloon, you use energy that creates force. As long as the balloon remains closed, this force is a stored potential energy, in this case measured as air pressure. When released, this potential energy becomes kinetic energy. So what are some features of doing this? It's a very good thing to be doing. How to test your pH level and stuff. So salivary pH test, so saliva. While generally more acidic than blood, salivary pH mirrors the blood, if not around meals. And it also is a fairly good indicator of health. It tells us what the body retains. Salivary pH is a fair indicator of the health of the extracellular fluids and their alkaline mineral reserves. Optimal pH for saliva is 6.4 to 6.8. So you spit into your portable pH meter on arising before anything is put into your mouth. A reading lower than 6.4 is indicative of insufficient alkaline reserves. After eating, the saliva pH should rise to a 7.8 or higher. Unless this occurs, the body has an alkaline mineral deficiency, mainly calcium and magnesium, and will not assimilate food very well. To deviate from this ideal salivary pH for an extended of times only invites illness. So acidosis, an extended time in the acid pH state, can result in rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, tuberculosis, osteoporosis, high blood pressure, most cancers, and many more illnesses. If the salivary pH stays too low, the diet should focus on fruit, vegetables, and mineral water, as well as remove strong acidifiers such as soda, whole wheat, and red meat. Urinary pH test. The pH of the urine indicates how the body is working to maintain the proper pH of the blood. The urine reveals the alkaline building, or anabolic, and an acid tearing down catabolic cycles. The pH of urine indicates the efforts of the body via the kidneys, the adrenal, the lungs, and gonads to help regulate the pH through the buffered salts and the hormones that are produced. Urine can provide a fairly accurate picture of blood chemistry because the kidneys filter out the buffered salts of the pH regulation and provides valuable base values based on what the body is eliminating. Urine pH can vary from around 4.5 to 9.0 for its extremes, but this ideal range is between 5.8 and 6.8. Are you dehydrated? It is possible not to feel thirsty even when you are dehydrated. This is a term called voluntary dehydration. Individuals' daily water requirements can vary due to many factors, including amount of exercise performed, total body weight, total lean muscle weight, and the temperature and climate of your location. Many people wait until they are thirsty before reaching for a bottle of water. However, thirst is a very unreliable measure of the water needs for our bodies and their cells. The body can lose up to two or more cups of water before thirst strikes. Not getting enough water may result in a faster heart rate, thicker than normal blood, lowered endurance capacities, and muscle cramping. Drinking water in regular intervals throughout the day is an important habit to develop and to keep on. Food considered to be alkaline forming and thus helping people with consistently acidic pH include almonds, aloe vera, apples, apricots, bee pollen, buckwheat, cabbage, cantaloupe, celery, carrots, cucumbers, dairy products except hard cheese, dates, poached eggs, figs, grapefruit, honey, lettuce, millet, parsley, raisins, peaches, fresh red potatoes, pineapple, soy products, sprouted seeds, cooked spinach, turnip tops, miso soup, rice, and minerals, to name a few. People who remain too acid often display symptoms such as anxiety, diarrhea, dilated pupils, extroverted behavior, fatigue in early morning, headaches, hyperactivity, hypersexuality, insomnia, nervousness, rapid heartbeats, restless leg, shortness of breath, strong appetite, high blood pressure, warm, dry hands and feet. So do you know anybody that sounds like this? Balancing the pH is a major step towards well-being and greater health. Acidosis, or overly acidic bodies, is the primary indicator of a calcium deficiency disease. Scientists have discovered that the body's fluids of healthy people are alkaline and a higher pH, whereas the body fluids of sick people are acidic or a lower pH. And so these are some of the many things that we can actually do to help work the body through its many different issues and illnesses that are going on and all, and to keep it going to the direction that it needs to be. We're going to take a little commercial break, and we will be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia.
Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Join us for a fun-filled evening at the Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers annual fundraiser, Thursday, November 16th, 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at Lone Eagle Brewing, 44 Stangle Road, Flemington. Craft beer tasting, great food, door prizes, live music, and a 50-50 raffle. Tickets are $50 each, and sponsorship advertising opportunities are available. Please visit www.crimestoppershunterdon.com or call 908-437-0126. We'll have a barrel of fun.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
And we are back. This is Dr. Miller from Nutrimost of Flemington, where we have the most experience in serving Hunterdon County. It's always amazing when we're talking about the acid balance of the body and stuff. Are you alkaline or are you acid and all? Acidosis is a condition in which there's too much acid in the body fluids. When nutritionists talk about acid or alkaline-forming foods, they're referring to the condition of the food after ingestion. There are many food substances which are acid in their natural form that become alkaline when broken down within the body. Every year, the number of prescriptions written for acid-alkaline imbalances continues to increase, and acids, alkalizers, specific digestive enzymes remain popular as household remedies for many acute digestive disorders. The temporary relief experienced by these so-called remedies is interpreted by the majority of sufferers as being a cure for the problem. Nothing could be further from the truth. These drugs work in much the same way as a lazy house cleaner sweeps the dust under the rug, that is, covering up the symptoms but not eliminating the cause. The proton pump inhibitors, what we call the PPIs, are frequently prescribed to treat a variety of conditions, including gastroesophageal reflux disease, everybody knows that as GERD, G-E-R-D, or a helicobacterial pylori infection, okay, which is another infection that occurs. Names for these drugs, for example, always feature the suffix parazole, P-A-R-A-Z-O-L-E. In 2009, they were the third most taken type of drugs in the United States, and the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, estimates that 1 in 14 Americans have used them. Over time, however, experts have begun to question the safety of these very drugs. Experts initially believed that the use of the proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, were only risky for patients with coronary artery disease who were also using the antiplatelet drug considering the risk to be caused by a drug-drug interaction. More recently, studies, however, have indicated that the risk may be extending further than that. Our earlier work identified that the PPIs can adversely affect the endothelium, the Teflon-like lining of the blood vessels, reported this doctor, a senior author, Dr. John Cook. That observation led us to hypothesize that anyone taking PPIs may be at a greater risk for heart attack. So isn't it something? Here you are doing a blood thinner. You're taking another form of medication to take care of the acid indigestion and stuff, and this could all lead to a heart attack occurring. Our bodies are like the rung in that they will only allow the drug to cover up the problem for so long. Oh, like the rug and stuff. Eventually, these acute digestive disorders will become chronic, resulting in a more difficult condition for the body to deal with. So, what was once simply a minor cause of acid indigestion or heartburn becomes a major digestive ailment. The stomach, liver, small and large intestines, kidneys, and pancreas can all be seriously impaired, both from consumption of an improper diet and from the use of drugs that cover up an overly acid diet and the consequential digestion. Almost anyone who has ever been eating the standard diet of meat, dairy food, and refined and processed foods will suffer in varying degrees from an acid-alkaline imbalance. Add to this fare alcohol, cigarettes, drugs, and condiments, and the percentage will rise even higher. The physician Manfred von Andre recently discovered that cancer cells, owing to their fermentation, are more acid inside and on their surface than normal cells. When people encourage you to alkalize your blood, most of them mean that you should eat plenty of foods that have an alkaline-forming effect on your system. The reason for making this suggestion is that the vast majority of highly processed foods, like white flour products and white sugar, have an acid-forming effect on your system. And if you spend years eating a poor diet that is mainly acid-forming, you will overwork some of the buffering systems mentioned above to a point where you could create undesirable changes in your total health. Keep in mind the following basic concept. Organic matter is taken into the body in the form of food. This organic matter is broken down into simple compounds, monosaccharides, amino acids, lipids, things like that. And after metabolism, these compounds leave as acidic or alkaline residue in the body. The simple compounds contain elements such as sulfur, potassium, sodium, magnesium, and calcium. These minerals determine the hydrogen concentration and thus the acidity or alkalinity of the body. These elements are either acid-forming elements or alkaline-forming elements. The acid-forming substances are sulfur, phosphorus, or chlorine, while the alkaline formers are sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, and iron. Within the plant kingdom, the organic acids found in fruits and vegetables are metabolized and eventually become carbon dioxide and water. The alkaline elements, such as potassium, calcium, sodium, magnesium, remain. Although many fruits are acidic in nature, when broken down into their constituent elements, the acids are rendered neutral and the alkaline elements are dominant. Therefore, the end result of an organic breakdown and digestion of fruits and vegetables is alkaline in nature. That's why it's so important for us to make sure that we get, basically the fruits and vegetables that are in season, the multiple colors and all of the different fruits and vegetables that are out there. And, you know, with the advent of all the preserving and shipping and things like that, we can enjoy a plethora of fruits and vegetables from around the world any time of the season that we want. Of course, we have to be careful about how they're preserving those things to keep them coming to such an event and all. But again, we want to really mix that up and keep it coming like that. There are many studies from around the world that show that the more protein a society consumes, the more osteoporosis they have. Osteoporosis is definitely an acid disease. The calcium is just leached out of the bones by the metabolic acids. Calcium, or lack thereof, is not the problem. Over-acidification is. This calcium has to be exerted by the kidneys or in the feces, or it would be deposited somewhere in the body. It can be measured in the urine. It can be deposited in the lining of the arteries, kidneys, or gallbladder. Stones and kidney stones, gallbladder stones can be developed in. It can be deposited in the brain, causing dementia or arthritic deposit forms. On and on it goes. And then the microbes come out of the acidic, hurt, swollen cells to help get rid of the deposits. Inflammation develops, pain, more swelling, blocked arteries. The amount of calcification in the body correlates directly with the onset of old age. Also, all these old microorganisms are being rediscovered inside the diseased tissue affected by the chronic degenerative disease. Cancer, the bacteria chlamydia phenomenon being isolated from the arteries, is most cases of hardening of the arteries. Very, very interesting, and I just love to continue on. But as we see the clock ticking on the wall and stuff, it is time for us to go. I just want to draw some attention to our next week. We're going to have Chip from Growero, an interesting concept that they have going over there. Healthy, local, and fresh fruits and vegetables being produced on their sprawling estate in gardens over there in Pittstown, New Jersey. And we're looking forward to a lively talk with Chip here and all. And so with that, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody and stuff for this week. And make sure you get out to vote tomorrow. Tomorrow's election day, and we want to get a good turnout and all, even though they're predicting very slow and low. All right, so for everybody here at Nutrimost of Flemington, have a great, healthy, and happy week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
When you're hiring, you want qualified candidates fast, and it can be hard to know where to find them. More than 3 million businesses use Indeed.com, the world's number one job site. Whether you need entry-level or highly skilled employees, Indeed helps you find great talent and make the right hire. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/promo. That's Indeed.com/promo. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
President Trump's pushing for more fair trade with Japan, addressing business leaders in Tokyo, saying,
"We look forward to many years of cooperation, innovation, collaboration, and unbelievable trade."
Trump saying the United States has to do more negotiating when it comes to trading with Japan. The U.S. Treasury reporting that Japan had a $69 billion trade surplus with the U.S. last year. House Speaker Paul Ryan wants the Federal Election Commission to investigate the Clinton presidential campaign. Ryan telling Fox News Sunday it's ridiculous that Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign cut a deal with the Democratic National Committee that effectively eliminated any potential primary challenger. Former Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Donna Brazile suggesting that in her new book, saying the campaign made a deal with the committee to give the cash-strapped group money. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Funeral services being held this morning for a New Jersey man who was killed in a Halloween truck attack in New York City. Sarah Lee Kessler has more.
32-year-old Darren Drake, a New Milford man, was among the eight people killed when an ISIS sympathizer drove a rented truck onto a bike path in Tribeca. A funeral mass is being held at the Church of the Ascension. Drake worked in the financial district and was riding his bike on a break following recent weight loss surgery. He was an only child who lived at home with his parents.
A California family is mourning the death of a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan, as Sergeant First Class Stephen Cribbin was killed over the weekend during a combat operation. The Department of Defense, though, hasn't released further information about the 33-year-old's death. He was a father of two young children, and his parents say he spent many years in the military serving his country. Cribbin becomes the 13th U.S. service member to die in Afghanistan this year. NFL players who've been protesting social issues during the national anthem now want a formal mediation session with the league. ESPN's reporting the players are asking for such a meeting next week. They want to address social justice and civil rights issues that have keyed the protests around the league. And Houston Astros pitcher Justin Verlander and supermodel Kate Upton are now a married couple. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.